I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench with Carver High. The number's toll-free, 844-843-6879. I'm back on this Predator game. You can't win unless you go for it. Is it Forsberg that has the magician porn mustache?
Yes, Philippe Forsberg has the great mustache.
What is going on there, bro? Like, no one told him that he looks kind of creepy? I mean, he looks like he kidnaps people. He may be running a trafficking ring or something. What is going on with that mustache? I mean, it's worse than Raleigh Fingers for a hockey player, honestly. You can't deny it, right? Like, do you like that look on him?
Yeah, I kind of think it's tremendous. Like, he's just got so much action going there. Yeah, like, I can't deny that that guy's got something special happening there.
Does he rock that the whole season?
I'm pretty sure he's had it all season, yeah. That's not something new for the playoffs. He's been rolling with that for a while. It takes time to build something like that.
To have it go out like that and curl?
Yeah. I mean, that's Doc Holliday in Tombstone. You know, Val Kilmer right there. I mean, he's just got so much action.
That's a good call with the Doc Holliday mustache. That's what he's got going. It is.
Oh, my God.
It's creepy. What are you watching over there?
I got the overtime going, but what I'm really upset with now, because I'm invested in the Warriors here big time, is I feel like they've stopped Memphis like four or five times down the floor, but then they can't score on the other end now either. They've gotten stops. The game's been 78-71 forever, and now they finally get a break. Is Curry going to score there? There you go. But it felt like they weren't scoring after getting four or five stops.
So what is it, 78-73?
Yes.
All right, so I'm watching this double overtime hockey game, and I'm just all over the place tonight. You know what's crazy is that, like, the Oiler game is going on and the Blues-Avs game is going on, and I haven't watched 1 second of either.
No, because this game won't end. We're trying to get this double overtime game out to go to those ones.
Right. So we can't even get to it. That's how bad it is. I cannot believe this hockey game that they have not, you know, put this game away. I mean, they've had at least 7 to 10 scoring chances that were ideal. The one I told you about, you saw it in the slot. The guy was standing there all alone, and he shot it right into the goalie's chest, like right in the middle of his chest, like literally off of his belly. I mean, it was embarrassing. You can't go low, left, right. You can't go upstairs. You can't do it. You shoot it right at the guy's stomach from 10 feet out. Like, are you kidding me? It was unbelievable. Like, they can't get out of their own way. That's why I feel like, I mean to tell you, obviously, if they lose, they're down 3-0, it's over. But they cannot lose this game. They absolutely cannot lose this game. For their franchise's livelihood, they have to win this game. And they have had so many chances to win this game. And their goalie blew it. And then their, I don't even know, their forwards are so bad, they can't score. It's just unbelievable how many, I don't even think the guy is that good of a goalie, that your boy Netty or whatever the hell you call him. Is that what you call him, Netty? We welcome our radio affiliates, Sirius XM Channel 204, our satellite partners, Mighty 1090 in San Diego and all of Southern California. Should do bet. And Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio, Hoorah, Soldier, Hoorah, it's pain-free Friday, Burrell's doling out minutes on the mahogany, waxing it up with Carver High. Toll-free, the number 844-843-6879. So, anyway, longest game in overtime games in franchise history tonight was the longest game ever, I think. Oh, no, it isn't. They went three overtimes in 2015 and 2016. But it's top five longest games ever in franchise history. Place is packed, the Bridgestone in Smashville. Look out in front. Oh, my God, Carolina almost won the game. I can't believe they didn't win the game right there. That goalie is so dangerous, dude. He is so awful. He is so awful. It's just a matter. It's only a matter of time before they lose this game with this goalie. He is so shaky in goal zeros. I am losing weight watching this guy play goal. If I were a defenseman in front of him, I'd be like talking to my partner going, what the F has happened to us here? What do we have going on behind us? I mean, honestly, I'm skating all night backwards. And I got this guy behind me. Can't save anything. He couldn't save a loaf of bread coming at him. A chunk of Italian bread flying through the air, he'd miss. This guy is, I think he's seeing BBs, not hockey pucks, like BBs. They should have won this game, I told you, five times. They were up twice. They blew it. They were up twice, down once. 5 minutes left, they couldn't hold that lead either. Here they got another break going in. And again, once again, I've called it. Like, they should have let me call this game. I have never seen a team drop so many passes where no one was there in my life. You know, the drop pass? They skate in and leave drop passes for nobody. Like, I'm watching ghosts. There must be a ghost coming to pick it up, the drop pass, because no one's ever there to pick it up. It is awful. I hope everyone in Nashville loves me. I've been talking really well about your hockey team for the last hour. I go back to them losing to the Penguins. They've never been the same since then. Honestly, they've never been the same. We'll see what the Warriors are doing when we come back. All right, so the Warriors now down three. What's the score, Carver High? You got your eyes on that. I got my eyes on this double overtime hockey game.
Curry just got fouled off of a shot. So we got an N1.
They just called a penalty on Carolina. They called a penalty. So with 8:20 left in double overtime, they're going to give – I guess Duchesne got tripped. They're going to give the Preds a power play, which is, you got to let them play. I don't like power plays in double overtime. I mean, honestly.
That's a very, very rough time to call it. I want to see this trip again to see if this is justified.
You know what I mean?
Get double overtime, you got to really hack somebody, take somebody's head off in order to get the call.
I think he just lost his footing there. I don't think that's a penalty. I think they both ran into each other, and I thought he just fell down. I think that's a dive. Did you see it yet, the play?
I'm about to see the replay right now.
Well, watch it. I think it's a BS call.
That's an awful call. That's an awful call in double overtime. That call right there, that is a middle of the regular season call. That's right.
And you know what else it was? It was, here, we're going to hand you this game so you get a series. That was a BS call. And you know what the funny thing is that they, honestly, their power play is so bad. They'll score, but they haven't done anything. That Carolina's owned them, even with a man advantage. Like, look at them. They can't even pass the puck to one another. They almost got a deflection goal right there.
So Curry hit a three to get the Warriors.
They just hit a pipe. One.
And then Curry Ja hit a three on down the other end. Wow. And then Ja hit a three on the other end to put him back up four. So Ja's trying to go blow for blow with Curry here.
So what's the score now?
85-81. Grizzlies.
And are they in the fourth now?
Yeah, just over 8 minutes left in the fourth.
Oh, my God. They got to get some stops. You know how these are set up, right, these NBA games, so that Curry in the last 2 minutes is going to win that game. And he's going to get his way like he always does.
If he's within two possessions, they're going to give him a chance to win.
Right. Djokovic just made a huge save in the power play. They're down to 37 seconds, still nothing.
You know this, too. You know the NBA wants no part of Utah and Memphis in the first round. Okay, you know that. They want Steph Curry in the playoffs.
Oh, man, they hit a pipe in this overtime, in this double overtime power play. They hit a pipe. They got no luck. They can't even get out of their own way, this team. They should have won the game. Now, that's another chance they should have won the game on. Hit the post on a slap shot, 100-mile-an-hour slap shot, hit the post, go straight out. Unbelievable. I mean, this is truly unbelievable. And then I got my eyes on this basketball game. Boy, Green just mugged Murray.
Yeah, he sure
mugged
did.
Him.
After an awful pass by Curry that got picked off by Morant. Morant was going the other way.
Green's still talking smack to the ref. I can't believe they don't tee him up. It's unbelievable to me. It's unbelievable. Now he's joking with the ref. They're laughing with one another. They should be laughing at some of the crappy calls I've seen. He didn't do anything to him there. He didn't try to hurt him. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous.
He grabbed him and gave him a hug.
He gave him a hug. That was ridiculous.
He was actually trying to stop him from falling on the ground. He actually held him up.
Right.
He held him up.
He tried to help him. So anyway, they didn't score in the power play. Just like I told you, they wouldn't because their power play is so anemic.
They're awful. I mean, 0-for-7 last game in Carolina. Then you get a chance to get a power play in double overtime. You got to finish that game off. No question.
Listen, they can't even, from behind their own net, they can't even make a pass up the ice to move the puck through the neutral zone. Like when the guy shot it from behind his net, he iced it. He sent it the length of the ice with no one. No one touched it. They're so bad, they can't even bring the puck from behind their own net up the ice. Like, this is the worst playoff team I think I've ever seen in my life. And they'll probably win the game. Look at this, 56-53 in shots. They'll win the game because I've talked so much smack about them all night. But they are awful. There's no way they're winning this series. You know that, right? There's no way.
Wow.
Carver High invested in the NBA. It's a dawning of a new day. Because he bet on him. That's why he's interested. They're down six.
Yeah, they're down six,
and they don't have the ball. Now they're down eight. They can't stop Morant. No one's guarding him. They're not going to win the game if they don't make stops.
They've had two embarrassing turnovers the last couple times down the floor, too. Just embarrassing.
He can't get a shot off, Curry, and no one else can hit a shot. This game's over. They can't hit a shot, bro. And then the Grizzlies are just melting the clock down. Yeah. This game's over. Can't hit a shot, can't win. They can't even get a shot off, let alone, they can't get good shots, and they're not making any shots.
They're 8 of 27 from 3. They need threes to win their games.
Looney, he got mugged. That's a foul. So they can't even dunk it. Oh, wait, Nashville just won the game. Nashville!
Oh, what a goal.
It's
Matty Duchesne.
Duchesne with a porno mustache. Go! I don't think it was Duchesne, was it?
I believe it was. He's 95.
Yeah, you're right. Whoa, there's some hot chicks in the crowd. Oh, my God.
It's Nashville. What do you expect? Nashville.
Yeah, but your boy.
Baby.
Now, listen, Duchesne's not the guy with the porn mustache, bro. It's some other guy. Forsberg.
Forsberg has the porn mustache.
Forsberg. So Duchesne won it, but Forsberg's got the great, your boy Doc Holliday.
These other guys are probably trying to imitate him at this point, but Forsberg's got the legit Doc Holliday.
Right. He's got the Doc. Here's Saros celebrating the win after his goaltending. I mean, honestly, they might as well put a walrus in there. They could do better. Honestly, like the Geico commercial, put the walrus in. I mean, this guy, Saros, what an act he's got going with that crappy talent. He's the worst goalie I've seen.
I flipped the hockey TV over to the Edmonton game. 13 minutes left to go in the third period. Still scoreless. They still
can't score.
Oh, they're in trouble.
Score. Is that one on NBC? Score. Is that NBC?
Let me see.
I got it.
Yes, that's on NBC.
I got it.
That's on NBC.
I got it. And they can't win a game. I got it on now. There you go. This is unbelievable this night. I mean, you can't tell me the Warriors are winning this game now. They can't score and they can't stop they can't stop Ja Morant. And Curry is not, they have shut him down. He can't get the ball.
I'm starting to not be a believer anymore. I feel like this is like they got it to 2 and now it's back up to 8. Like I feel like they missed their opportunity. They had a couple really bad. They had some bad possessions where they turned the ball over. I think it's over.
Do they have the ball now? They're in a timeout. Who's got the ball?
I am not sure.
That is unbelievable. And then the Avalanche are kicking the Blues' ass now, 3-1.
No surprise there.
Wow, they're going to sweep them, huh? They'll go up 3-0 tonight. I mean, this is unbelievable. I guess I'm done playing any of these upsets. I hit Nashville tonight, but the Avs are going to beat the Blues. Oh, my God. Like, so first of all, I thought the call on the rebound on Valanciunas was terrible. That was a loose ball. Should have never been a foul. And here's the Warriors just turning the ball over again with bad passes. I got to tell you, without Curry, I mean, Curry's great. The rest of them are hacks. This Warrior team is so bogus. I can't even believe what I'm watching. They're so awful. Like, they have no talent. I know they think they do, but they don't. Toscano Anderson just got hacked to hell. No call. No call. He got hacked to hell. No call. I mean, this is unbelievable. I'm telling you, this game's over because
they're finished.
They can't get a shot. They can't make a basket. And then they turn the ball over and then they let the Grizzlies score every time they have it. This game's over. They just, they can't score. And Curry, you know, he's hit a few threes, whatever, but they're doubling him so hard. Every shot he takes is it's just like a challenge for him to get a good shot off because they're all over him. By the way, I'm watching Winnipeg and Edmonton now. So there's 9.5 minutes left in the game and it's scoreless. And then I see, you know you're in trouble when your star player is trying to get in a fight. Draisaitl was going at it with Scheifele. And I'm like, what are you doing, bro? What are you getting in a fight for? When you're a star player and you score goals, he's the last guy that should be fighting on the ice. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Like, what's he doing in the middle of a scrum, cross-checking Scheifele in the face? It just makes no sense to me. Like, they need to score a goal and win the game. And this guy's over there fighting. You know what happens? If they fight, they both get taken out for 5 minutes. And all I know is He should be scoring goals, making passes, doing something with McDavid, because they're the only two guys on the whole team with any talent. I mean, you talk about a hack team. You think the Warriors are bad? Go watch the Edmonton Oilers with their two players on the whole roster. Right? Do they have anyone else? No. They suck.
No.
They have absolutely nothing. And, you know, what does it say about their franchise? I don't care if anybody's listening up there either in Canada. Have at it. What does it say about your franchise that you have two players on the whole team and that you're in the playoffs and you've got one goal in like 120 minutes? I mean, one goal in the whole thing. This is game two and they're getting shut out again. They scored one in the first and now they got none in the second game. I mean, how pathetic are you? Seriously, it's unbelievable. It truly is. It truly is unbelievable. Now, I know that the Predators suck. They won tonight. They finally got lucky. They should have won the game five times. They should have won the game five times. They finally won. Fair enough. But you can't tell me they're better than that Carolina team. And then this Edmonton team I'm watching, they're terrible too. I mean, they're atrocious. And then the Blues, they're just getting outplayed by a better team. Like, the Blues are a decent team. For sure, they won the Stanley Cup 2 years ago. They're a decent team. They're not the cup team that won the cup. They're just not that team anymore. But they're still tough. But they're getting their ass beat because Colorado's that much better than them. Faster, deeper, better. Better at everything. Better PK, better power play, better goaltending, better scorers, better everything. Bottom line. But this team I'm watching right now with no goals, I mean, they had better score a goal and win this game, because I mean to tell you, the abuse they're going to take if they go down 2-0 to the Farrell-Peg Jets, who didn't win a game for 2 months. They didn't win a game for 2 months. And then tonight and the other night when they won 4-1, and tonight, they look like world beaters. I mean, they really do. Like, the Jets look like the team that everybody thought they would be. Remember when everybody thought the Jets would be really good this year? They're always good. But this team's been atrocious all year, and now all of a sudden they've woke up from the dead, and they look like world beaters against the Oilers. And it's not that they're good. It's just that Edmonton sucks that bad. That they've made Edmonton sucks so bad they've made the Jets look good. You know what I'm saying, Carver High?
No, it's true. And I get the Winnipeg game plan going into this series, and they are doing it perfectly. But they were just absolutely putrid the last 6 weeks of the season. Putrid. This should not be happening right now. The way McDavid had his 100 and whatever points and all this, they should not be with a donut, you know, with 8 minutes to go in the third period of game two. And I don't even mean just the team as a whole. The team as a whole only has one goal. I'm talking about him. Him and Draisaitl have zero. They got nothing.
So in Canada... In Canada, they allow no fans in, right? Because they've got a horrible problem in Canada still with the COVID, right? Nobody has vaccines. That makes no sense to me. It really does. Like, can someone explain to me how everyone in the world is getting vaccines, and in Canada, you'd think it was gold or something? Like, how is it that they are not getting vaccinated in Canada and that there's no fans at the arena? So what I'm suggesting is they have no home ice advantage whatsoever. And they're losing at home easily to the Jets. They lost game one and this game 0-0, and the next goal wins the game, right? So if the Jets score a goal, they're going to win 1-0. And I'm telling you that they're playing in a building in Edmonton with no home ice advantage whatsoever. You watch these games in Nashville, that was home ice tonight, baby. The games in Carolina, that was home ice. The Barn, even though they lost to the Penguins, that place was rocking. I mean, that was intimidating, that noise.
Even PPG, the first two games, Pittsburgh had plenty of people in there.
Right. It's just everywhere there's fans except Edmonton. No, none in Toronto. None, you know, anywhere in Canada. So there's no home ice advantage for any of these teams at all. There's no home ice advantage. What advantage do the Edmonton Oilers have tonight on their home ice besides none? It's just a sheet of ice they're playing on.
Last change.
Oh, yeah, well, last change. Change your underwear. Who cares about that? Honestly, the last change. Give me some change. Honestly, like, honestly, what is that? The last change. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. And I'll tell you another thing. You know how the league's trying to get rid of fighting for the last 20 years? There have been more fights in the playoffs than I've seen in the regular season. And you know it. But there's been fights in every game. Now, I mean, the Penguin Islander game was out of control, the fights. There must have been 10 of them. I mean, just dirty, physical scrums with punches, sucker punches, haymakers, and cross checks. Am I wrong? Getting yanked by their hair and collars, just getting yanked to the ice. Yeah. Guys getting dropped on their heads.
Same thing.
The play's been ruthlessly dirty, right? It really has.
Same in Boston, Washington, I feel like. Even tonight, again, the Orlov hit. Boston, Washington has been dirty also.
I know that guy, whatever. What's his name that got hurt for Boston? He went to the hospital.
Yes.
Okay. What's that guy's name?
I'll get Miller, you that now. Miller.
Miller. Isn't that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin, Kayvon Miller. Anyway, he went to the hospital after the Orlov hit. I have to tell you, I'm just being honest. It was a major that they called on him, and then they made it a double minor after they watched the replay. I watched it 10 times. I didn't think it was a dirty hit at all. Mm. I thought he just nailed him in the shoulder. He lined him up and hit him, knocked him on his ass. I actually, in the moment, thought, that's a dive. That was just a normal hit to the shoulder. He didn't hit his head. He didn't concuss him. He didn't elbow him. He didn't do anything. He just hit him in the shoulder, knocked him off his skate, knocked him on his ass. The guy went down in a heap. And I got to be honest with you, I thought he was faking it. And I even think they faked it all the way to the hospital. I didn't think that was a dirty hit. Did you?
I thought it was close, but I didn't think it was as bad as a lot of people made it out.
That's right. So at least you can be honest and say that it wasn't as bad as they made it out to be. They made it out to be like Tavares, like the guy was dying. Like he was going to die on the way to the hospital. That guy did not get hit in the head. That was not a concussion. That was not a hit to the head or anything. He may have hit his head on the ice when he landed, but that was his own problem. That guy, Orlov, did not cheap shot him. That was just a check in the shoulder.
I think he hit
him high speed.
Three free throws they're giving this guy?
For Memphis?
No, for the Warriors.
Oh, really? Oh, so now they're down two with a minute left. Boy, go figure. 7-0 run. Here they are in the game.
They're going crazy. They just called a foul. Yeah.
They're going crazy in Oakland. They're going crazy in Oakland.
In Oakland.
Your boy missed the free throw. Rebound, Warriors.
Where's the foul? I mean, this was another
Moran
awful
missed a free
ball.
Throw.
These three free throws that they gave Poole, like, where was the contact? I mean, just another brutal call on a missed three.
Oh, boy. Your boy Curry gets fouled going to the rim. Going to the free throw line to tie the game. I have seen it all. They were down 40 2 minutes ago. Now, oh, there's hot chicks in this crowd, too. What's up? Yo, what up, kid? It's your boy Uncle Futrelli. What's up? Let's go out for a late-night dinner. What up, kid? Carver, hi, getting involved tonight. I mean, they just fed Green in the lane with a game-winning layup, and he bricked from 2 feet out, the bunny. Green has no touch, no shooting touch whatsoever. He's a passer, a defender, and a rebounder. He's left all alone for a bunny, and he not only missed, he missed everything. I'm surprised it even hit the glass. That's how bad his shot was. Uncontested brick, shot an air ball. He went in for the game-winning layup all alone, no one around him, from 2 feet out, and he shot an air ball. Oh, my God, you suck. It didn't even hit the rim. They're going to, oh, overtime. The Warriors get the tie on a loose ball layup as the shot clock was expiring after a miss. They got it. They just moved the ball down at the last second and got a layup with no time left on the shot clock. That tied it at 99. And then it may have been Looney that stuck it in. I don't even know. I guess I could look it up. Who got that last bucket? Here it is. Hold on. Because it all happened so fast. I got to do play-by-play here. The last shot. Wiggins makes the layup. That tied it. It was Wiggins that got it from Jordan Poole. So Jordan Poole had the ball last second, passed it underneath for the layup, and Wiggins made it. And then Anderson had made two free throws and made it 99-97, and then Wiggins got the layup. Then you get shot clock turnover, so they got a shot clock violation. Warriors get the ball with 9 seconds left. They double Curry. He gets rid of the ball to Green in the lane for the winner, and he shoots a brick air ball, like a bunny from 3 feet out, and he shot a brick. Should have won the game right there. But if you're a better, you're, no pun intended, better off going to overtime because they would have never covered that 4.5. Now you've got overtime. Anything's possible, right? So
wow,
they would have never covered the 4.5. Now they might win by 5. Who knows? Or they might lose. Who knows? Wow. All I know is the Memphis is giving them fits all night.
And if you're a Grizzly backer, though, you probably want Green to make that if you were getting the 4.5, because we've seen that go bad in overtime.
That's right.
Too. You're covering the whole game, and then you get to overtime, and suddenly you lose by 6. You know, it's just...
I have to say, though, Green, great defender, an incredible defender and rebounder and passer, but he has absolutely, he is a brick. He's a brick mason. I mean, he should be building houses.
He's an absolute stiff around the rim. I mean, honestly, he cannot finish at all.
Yeah, he has no
touch. Everything else great. He does everything else great, but he is a stiff with the ball in his hands. He just is.
No touch. So still a minute left in the Jets Oilers game. No score. Avalanche in the third up 3-1 on the Blues. Predators won in double overtime over the Canes, and the Bruins beat the Caps. The Bruins are up 3-1 in that series. Tillman with a bucket with guys all over him, and Memphis leads by a bucket. I mean, they are just Valanciunas, by the way, has already fouled out of this game. So is Brooks. I think no, Brooks has foul trouble, but Valanciunas fouled out. Oh God, no. Here we go. Wiggins layup, bucket, tie game from Green. Green's a great passer, great defender. Don't let him shoot. Do not let him shoot the ball. It's a brick waiting to happen. He's Clank City. You got to admit, though, this is a great game. It's turned into an incredible game. This is better than the Warriors Laker game. It's incredible, this overtime game. I don't know. Maybe that game was better. Who knows? But this game has been tighter. Comeback by the Warriors, the whole deal. Curry, Popper, bucket. They lead finally. I think this is their first lead since the first quarter. It is. First lead since 27-26. Pharrell with the call. It's their first lead since the first quarter. Now you question whether, and a turnover, no, they get it back. Oh, Allen from the corner, and he nails it, his first shot of the game. Grayson Allen hits a bomb three. Unbelievable. I have seen it all. That has to be his first bucket of the game. It really does. I got to look. Allen, no, he's got 6. Oh, he hit another three. Allen with 2 threes in a row. They're up 4 now. Grayson Allen, here's an idea for the Warriors. You might want to guard him. He's shooting threes like free throws. No one around him. He's got like no uncontested threes. 2 in a row. Grayson Allen standing all by him. Oh, no. Green shoots a three. And he makes it. I've seen it all. I've seen it all. He made a shot. I've seen it all. Oh, the humanity. Oh, run for your life, the children. This is crazy. 1 point game. Ja with the pill. Oh, God. Shot clock at 4. He's going to have to do something. He shoots a 3. Brick. Wiggins with the rip. Down 1. 2:20 left and rolling. I've seen it all, man. I have seen it all. So in this game, Morant's got 31 and Curry's got 39. Wiggins 22. They missed the shot. And they give the ball to the Warriors. I think that's a bad call. I think that's a really bad call. That looked like it was out on Golden State. They're not even going to review it. What a terrible call. And you know who made that call, that terrible call? Is Scott Foster. Well, I don't understand what this call is. What is this call? Are they calling a foul here? What is happening here? Okay, so we see the ball go out of bounds. It definitely touched Anderson last off his finger. So if they're reviewing that, it's going to be Warriors ball. I just saw it. They both hit the ball, and the last finger to touch it was Anderson's. So the Warriors are keeping the ball down 1 with 2 minutes left. It's crazy, the pressure of this game, Carver High. I'm losing weight over here. I may not be able to sleep. I may have to eat a bag of M&Ms. I have the family size bag. Everybody knows crackheads and candy.
The family size bag. Now, I just saw the replay, too. It's definitely all of Anderson. It's going to be a Warrior ball.
Family size bag is the jumbo bag of M&Ms. And everybody knows crackheads love candy. So I'm going to go for it. Here they are showing the Bay Bridge, where no one wants to go east. Except for the Oakland Warriors, who are playing in San Francisco tonight with their Oakland uniforms and Oakland floor. So what's the deal? Did you get your golf picks for me? The sheet of integrity has changed for the weekend. Do you have any inside skinny on good props for people? What's the plan?
Well, we always add on nightly to the card. So everything that we have in terms of outrights and top 10s, 15s, top 5s, 10s, 20s, we add on to that. As we still to go. Now, I was waiting for the two balls for tomorrow. They have not posted them yet, but there are some
waiting
good...
for.
I know. I need those badly before tonight because I like to lock in on those and pick who I'm going to have in the two balls. But you do have some opportunities here, I think, top 20, some guys in plus money that I would get involved with. I mean, Rory played really well today. He's, I think he finished even or minus one. He's plus 120 to finish in the top 20. I think that that is a good spot. Shane Lowry has played well, plus $110. You can get him for the top 20, top fives right now.
Hole three, bang.
Boom.
109-107 Warriors. Go ahead.
Bryson, top five, plus 220 at FanDuel. I think Bryson finishes in the top five. Love the way that he played today. You know, Victor Hovland plus 340 for top five. That one could be very juicy, too.
Yeah, that one I'm not feeling after his meltdown today.
Well, everybody's had some meltdowns out there. Everybody's had some meltdowns.
Oh, my God. Tillman, the 7-foot monster fat ass just hit a 3 from the corner. I've seen it all. I cannot believe Tillman, the kid from Michigan State, just hit a 3 ball in the corner. I mean, that guy's a hack. I can't even believe he hit the shot. Wiggins, brick, air ball, 3. How about Wiggins shoots an air ball? Oh, my God. What was that? That was no one on him, and he shot an air ball. Meanwhile, the 7-foot, 300-pounder hits a 3. That Tillman shot may have won him the game. They're trying to stop Morant with the ball. Curry's trying to guard him, and Morant's just lighting him up. He scored. He lit him up.
Honestly.
They're in trouble. They're down 3 with 45 seconds and rolling. Curry needs a 3 here worse than anything. Curry has to hit a 3. He gets fouled. No shot. What do you mean no shot? Oh, my God. This team, the Warriors, Wiggins with an air ball. I've seen it all. And Tillman hits a 3 in a corner. I think that was the dagger that killed him and the Morant floater.
Tillman 3 just, oh.
Tillman 3 and Morant floater killed him. The Tillman 3 really daggered him. Tillman shouldn't be shooting 3s. That's all there is to it. Wiggins now going to get in trouble. They're in big trouble. Can't get a shot off. Poole can't get a shot off. He dribbled it out of bounds. Game over. He dribbled it out of bounds. Nice job, Poole. He just dribbled the ball out of bounds. They just gave the game away. They're down three with 27 left, and they don't have the ball. They're done. That's it right there. Poole dribbled it. They have to round with the ball so much that they, with the shot clock, that Poole dribbled it out of bounds. The game's over. This game's over. It's over because they got a three-point lead and the ball. Shot clock at 10. There's no time left for them. If they make a shot, the game's over. And even if they don't make a shot, the game's over, if you ask me. Moran in the lane again makes the bucket. Game over. That's game over. Grizzlies win. It's over. The Grizzlies just won the game. Maybe they should do a documentary, a series on Steph Curry's collapse tonight. They should do a preview, like a do a documentary, because they're doing a six-parter on they're doing a new documentary. Who did we say it's on? The Lakers, right? A 9-part series on the Lakers.
Nine on the Lakers and 6 on Jeter.
Six on Jeter. How about 6 on Curry with his last 2 months of the season scoring 40 a night, and then in the end he loses on the home court to the Grizzlies? How embarrassing that they lose to the Grizzlies on their home floor with Steph Curry. We've been hearing how Steph Curry's this assassin, and he got beat tonight by Ja Morant on his home floor in Oakland. They don't play in San Francisco. They play in Oakland, even though they're in San Francisco. Nice job, Warriors, you choker pikers. What a bunch of pikers. Oh, my God. I've seen it. Look at their fans. They're ready to commit Harry Caray. They're showing their fans. They look like they're ready to hit the crack pipe.
I mean, you come back.
They can
all
get that
way
in Oakland, too.
You get the game tied. You get the game to overtime, and you don't win it. That's just an awful job. Just awful.
Yeah, it is an awful job. It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing. And Curry looks like someone just stole his dog. Honestly, he looks like he hit the look on his face. I mean, I don't even, you can't, it's priceless. They should do a Discover card commercial with him. He's priceless, this guy, American Express or whatever it is. Discover card. It's unbelievable. They hit a three, the Warriors. They're down 2 with 2 seconds left. They're not getting the ball. This game's over. They got to stop the inbounds pass. I have no idea what's happening here. All right, the Warriors are going to lose this game anyway, Slice. All right, the Dodgers lead the Giants 2-1 in the seventh. Rays 9-5 over the Jays. The inbounds pass and a dunk. Game over. Grizzlies win. I don't even know what that has to count. That play counts. That's basket and foul dunk. That's got to count. Rays 9-5 on the Jays in the 12th. And I don't even know what's going on there. 9-5 in the 12th. So they're going to the bottom of the 12th. They must have just put up all those runs. Astros, Rangers 4-4 in the 10th. A's down 4-3 to the Angels in the 7th. Padres up 8-1 on the Mariners in the bottom of the 4th. 8-1. And those are the games going on. Memphis is going to beat the Warriors no matter what. That game's over. It's 116-112 with 1 second left. The Jets and Oilers are going to overtime scoreless in Edmonton. The Avalanche lead the Blues 3-1 with 9 minutes left in the third in St. Louis. The Bruins already won. They're up 3-1 in that series over the hapless Caps. And the Predators won in double overtime over the Canes. They're down 2-1 in that series. As far as everything else goes, the Rockies 7-1 over the Diamondbacks, Cubs 12-3 over the Cardinals, Tigers beat the Royals 7-5 like I told you they would today on C2C, Mets 6-5 over the Marlins in 12, Twins 10-0 over the Indians, Reds 9-4 over the Brewers, Nationals 4-2 over the Orioles, Braves 20-1 over the Pirates. Great game tonight for the Bucks. 20-1 they lose. And the Yankees 2-1 over the White Sox, Red Sox 11-3 over the Phillies. So tomorrow, just so you know, tomorrow is Penguins Islanders at 3, Panthers Lightning is earlier than that, 12:30, 7 o'clock, Canadians Leafs, 8 o'clock, Golden Knights and Wild. Tomorrow, NBA, Heat Bucks at 2, Mavs Clips 4:30, Celts Nets 8, Blazers Nuggets 10:30. Ramirez and Taylor boxing, UFC fight night, Should be a kick-ass weekend, PGA Championship. Great job, Carver High. I'll see you Monday at 4 Eastern on Coast to Coast. Good night, everybody. Check out.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.